Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. Bill is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, former chair of the and dean of the School of Business, I should say, dean of School of Business at Temple University, and he's now just doing his job as one of the leading economists in the country. That's one of his jobs, and of course with the NFIB, he's conducts, produces, and publishes the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard now for almost a half a century, which he brings us every month. It has been now for over 17 years. He's our good friend, Bill. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So basically, good news this month, July.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, it's been, in terms of the index, it's been good news since January when December when we saw the index soar to, you know, very, very rarely seen high levels in response to the election. The interesting thing this time, of course, is that a lot of people were betting, including the market, the so-called consensus, that the index would fall because of what's going on in Washington. But clearly something's going on Main Street that makes these people happy in spite of the fact that nothing good is happening.
Any way to know if any of this has been tainted by the failure of health care? I mean the Republican Congress, in my opinion, should consider itself total failures.
Absolutely.
Abject, disgusting. They should be disgusted with themselves because I'm disgusted with them. And yeah. I just wonder, and I'm a small business owner, I just wonder if there's any way to know if any of that got into the July report or if that's to come in August.
Yeah, there isn't any good way to know that whether it got in or not, because we don't ask specific questions about, say, you know, how do you feel about, you know, Congress. We used to ask for ratings of Congress and the state legislature and the president and the governor, but I guess that was too political, and so we dropped those questions. But they were very interesting to see how those ratings varied over time and by state and so on. But what you do know is that this reading we got in July is only a fraction of a point below the January record for this recovery of 105.9.
Right.
And so if it did, heaven knows how high it would have been if they had actually done something.
No,
we could add that.
See, that's
in.
The thing. That's the thing. If they could have gotten something done, any one of the attempts, even the worst one, if they actually dropped the gavel on something
that the
president could sign, nobody. Yep. This is what the holdouts and Senator McCain don't understand. If they'd gotten out here on Main Street, if they'd gotten any one of those things done, we almost wouldn't have cared what was inside as long as it was progress in the other direction.
Right. And then, of course, once you pass it and get the framework there, you can then change
it. You can start adding on, building onto it.
See, right, exactly.
Have you ever in your life been so disgusted with politicians as you are right now?
No, I think that's probably true. I have not because, you know, look how long we went saying, well, if we had the House, if we had the Senate. And then finally, if we can't get anything done until we get the presidency. Well, we got them all, and still can't get anything done. So now that says, what's wrong with these people? What's wrong with these Republicans? They can pass any bill that they want. They've got the ability to do it.
And here's what I would have told them.
They can't get it done.
What I would have told them if they'd asked me, and I did tell them on my show, is that small business owners had a huge impact on getting them elected. And there's nothing that small business owners hate more than Obamacare. We hate Obamacare worse than we want tax reform, believe it or not. And that's
pretty, I think psychologically it's that's pretty, the case. Right?
Yeah, that's my point. I'm not saying it's logical. I'm just saying that we hate it because Obamacare is a menace on many levels, not just on the fundamentals of what the law does, but the specter that it hung over the economy for now all these years. Now.
Yeah, that's it. You know, that just lifting that wet blanket.
Yeah.
I think would have been a tremendous to show they can do it, they can make progress, and then we can start heading all of this government stuff in the right direction, which is less government, more reliance on the good people in the private sector who get the job done.
When August is usually a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.